So again, there's other things that need to happen before this. I just think if we make it through it, and like there'd be a good chance, like I don't really know the severity of it, so I'm not really too worried about it. Just like anytime you look at 10 years in the future, just with everything going on, you can't really think about it. So all you got is the present moment. Essentially, I was thinking in terms of like zero automated cost, and like you can even 3D print houses more or less. I don't really understand the technology. I want to learn about it. I just think in terms of we're moving towards a sharing economy and moving towards concepts like UBI, because the abundance level is so high and we don't really need as many people to work. Again, I think there's a lot of things that need to happen before we get to that point. Hopefully it's main, it depends. It depends on the free will too, because I don't know what people would want to do if they could do anything. And then again, I think if I want to be 100% honest, it's like what we're facing is the blue pill would be to stay in America, collect UBI, be completely oblivious to what's going on. Now, America's got enough red pill individuals to be able to prevent the attack overall, and just like geographically, in terms of our constitution, as long as it doesn't get completely eroded, I would say America should still have a very, very, very good chance at fighting off the 2030 agenda. Now, it depends on who becomes the next president, because if we get Clinton and we get contact tracing and this whole social media, even like, it depends again what happens with the Justice Department and essentially, I think I'm missing information in my assessment, especially in terms of China, and obviously I got a lot to learn. I think my overall core concepts are rooted in game theory, and then again, even if it's like a joke and like I think it could work. If you had I don't know the severity, because if China killed 30 CIA agents, now, you know what I'm saying? Like, and even like in terms of China creating like the islands, like we took over Hawaii in that sense, and it just depends on against the freedom fighter terrorist analogy, and then it's also It really, really, really depends. I know that sounds naive saying that. And again, it's just like, again, we're going against whatever, 2 billion people. So maybe we got time for that. Actually, that's a really good thing to think about, too. If they never get to the 2 billion, that could be, I don't know what their current number is currently. I don't know if like they took over like Taiwan or something. Would that number be like increased, or Japan somehow. Again, our biggest I don't know what to teach in terms of mindset, because like in terms of Matt can teach the mindset part of it a lot better than I can. It just I relay what the information that has been given to me, and then it's also like you can have concepts, and then it's kind of you got to play those concepts out in your mind. And then again, God is the weather is a key concept, in my opinion, in terms of God controls the weather, in terms of Jesus walking in water, it's like calming the winds and wave of your mind. I hope if Trump, dude, up to the election is going to be intense. It really, really, really depends. I think the main thing that you got to get on the books is no mandated vaccines, because that just leaves the door wide open. So even something about how like Marilyn Manson and like it's always like the inverse, vocal evil. Steve Jobs to me was like Job in that sense, Where even, I wonder if even the calculated narrative of, if you talk about Bill Gates, who was given the keys to the kingdom in a sense for the bad guys, they could just script his life. You know, it's like they script this guy, they're going to give him X amount of dollars over X amount, because they already have the technology and it's just a matter of bringing it to market through a certain fashion. Or was it God given and he became fallen later? Or is it like Trump? I assume the smart people in the justice system and the CIA know. To me, it should be clear as day, yet it doesn't make sense that it's like, if we only get 144,000 people, like, I could see it just because the nature of the groupthink in our society, and you have to almost conform to the narrative of what everybody else is putting forward to even be friends with most of these people. And most people are worried about pleasing people instead of pleasing God. And the abundance level is such that there's a lot of parents who, to be honest, my assessment would be not too many kids do too much. And again, it's like you can have a college degree and be stupid. And I don't really want to like go against anybody, because it's like the same time we're all supposed to be on the same team. It's just like, and again, it's like when you picture, I'm not going to worry about that for now. The mandatory vaccines in terms of California need to be stopped. Probably need a constitutional amendment. Dude, what if they, I want to see a legitimate investigation. Because here's the thing, bro. The doublethink is such that you can't even say something about Obama without somebody coming out with the same thing for Trump. And it's like, it's so entrenched. And it's just like, I don't necessarily attach myself to it in the given moment, because you want peace more than like an argument. However, when you see something that's credible and you see something that has validity to it, it's your obligation to share. It's like, once you know, you're supposed to tell people type thing. That's essentially like Christianity. And it's, I would say, even, to be honest, even that Falcon 9 rocket is ominous in that it's the dragon. And it's the Chinese century. And it to me, now, if you could go forward, America is dependent on the election, depending on a lot of things. I would bet we can keep it locked down until then. These race riots seem like they're decently well controlled. They've been happening a lot in the past. Just the added element of Trump, and maybe just the whole COVID thing. Almost, not all of Reddit, a lot of Reddit is very propaganda, false flags, very scripted towards a certain narrative. And not in that evil shit doesn't happen, it's that evil shit happens and they amplify it and they try to fuel a fire that creates even more, like, it's again, it's blindness, and it's not, it's, again, it's, are people blind that they can't see? Do they just walk around like running and stuff? Or do they not see the third dimension? Do they not see the mind of body connection in terms of the, I could explain it. That's again, the warp speed hasn't read the Book of Titus, because I had to go through that myself, because I didn't really understand it fully and I'm still learning. So, and again, it's in the present moment, and God controls the weather. So whether or not you match that frequency, it depends on what you, and again, it's not like I've really done anything to be able to, like, talk about the zone in a sense. And it's more of, like, each individual person be, like, just, like, a generic phrase, like, the zone. Like, it's kind of like, eh, I don't know. It depends on if you want to talk about that being as, like, unconscious. And then you know by the fruits regardless. So, just depending on that. And then, again, it's, like, all the, it's not like being the zone's all positive. It's, like, natural progression. And then you don't know what obstacles God set forth at your life at the beginning. In the same sense that you could plan, like, a Steve Jobs. You can see what I'm saying? Like, To me, if the dragon places somebody at the helm, I'm betting on America. Like, they did the thing, what was it? Because, like, the Macron one and Leo Zagani had very good points in regard to that, and I thought it was fucking hilarious, because that was the first, like, and I definitely trust his credibility. The whole, like, I don't think the global, fuck, bro, the Bushes and shit, and Obama, like, they were literally our presidents. Oh, man. Dude, I don't know. It's, like, all you can do, especially with social media, all you can really do, because, like, dude, if you're president for 4 years, every single, imagine 8 years, imagine, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those people under, like, the highest level of scrutiny. Only God knows, again, at the end. So, it's not like, if there's active threats to our democracy from people at high level, like, if they do some sort of Biden, dude, even Biden is out, like, back in China. Everybody's, like, just for it. And I think it's such a, I don't think people realize the severity of the situation, because, one, we don't have information in there inside the Great Firewall, so I don't think people understand what's actually going on. They can see a video of somebody just getting straight up murdered in, like, Minnesota, to be honest. Even that is such BS, though, to be honest, because it's, like, justice is taking place. Justice is not the race riots. Like, to be honest, like, that's my opinion. Like, dude, I don't know. To be honest, like, that's not really my battle. It's very, very interesting to see if sports can't stand up to this, then the people who follow the sports are divided into three categories. One, actively in protest of the COVID, which the whole Black Panther thing, I guess, is what I would say, the movement with, like, the riots and the force and the not actual justice, just the power dynamics, can be understood and can be mobilized in the same sense. That'd be, like, the same thing as, like, a National Guard. And it's, like, it's not inherently, again, I don't really want to get into that. It's just, you got to be able to quantify the numbers and weigh them accordingly. And if you're talking about, like, there'd be, like, okay, even that anonymous video is, like, okay, so 200 people have been killed in Minnesota by cops over 20 years. Okay, 65 million babies have been aborted. There's 3 million, you know what I'm saying? There's, like, there's evil exists and you have free will. So it's not, you can't just, like, those aren't even numbers. That's, like, the COVID numbers. Like, the COVID numbers aren't even, like, legitimate numbers, and they shut down our economy. And, like, a freaking ninth grader can understand statistical models. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, there's so much liability is what it is. There's so much liability, and even more just printing money, there's liability about everything. Because it's just frivolous lawsuits and shitty judges and, honestly, the Supreme Court doesn't even understand what's going on. I wouldn't say that because I haven't really met any of them. It's just terms of, I want to call it the Harbinger, because unless that's a misinterpretation of one of the books I read talking about New York. And, like, if you got congressmen going up there and talking about the Isaiah prophecies, dude, that's the shit where it's like, come on. I gave most of my ideas to Alex Jones. There's a good chance if I went down there, like, I think I could be competitive. I think I'm just as useful here on social media for now. I don't know if my expertise would be good enough to go on TV immediately. So I don't really know the whole logistics of that. I would go if need be. I would love for there just to be peace and them to open up everything so I could stay in California at least until like my cousin's wedding again. And that'd be really nice to be able to maybe find a girlfriend before then and not have to really worry about the whole dynamics. Like, I could still, like, do my thing. I don't think I'm going to get another – unless – and again, the plan for now would be to leave California at the end of July. And, like, unless they, like, roll out contact tracing way before then, or, like, some major shit goes down, like, I don't really see myself needing to freaking flee to, like, Missouri. Like, I'm not super worried about that. There are a couple scenarios where I'm monitoring it. Again, we're in unprecedented time. I guess any time is unprecedented time. You can't really predict the future. Just hope that you're eager. And then hope that it's not Revelation. So it's just like, if the even the mandated vaccine would mean that most Christians would probably have to get out of California if they knew what was going on. And that's, like, just a fact. And I sent messages to Josh Hawley. I put most of my information on InfoWars without being like, oh, I know this person, which would give me some credibility. Then again, that's like, there's, and you can't, like, it just depends. It'll play itself out. Life is a very, very long time. And it's, I don't want to be, like, poetic and say that it's not, like, be cheesy. I'm not going to worry about that. It's just like, I think, again, if we could get the NBA in China, stabilize it, get some journalists in there, it's like the parents need to sit the American people down and fucking, like, enforce some shit. And it's like there's 330 million people, and it's like there's cause on both sides in the same sense that it's like, it just, dude, it's very complicated. And it's like there's only so much you can do, especially when you're just going against, like, you know, and it's like, that's why I think the ultimate trump card would be having the actual quantifiable numbers that are already out there just displayed in a certain form, that the goal, and it connects all the nonprofits, try to make, to have the numbers go to zero, or not necessarily have the numbers go to zero, because again, you're not going to get, like, China to participate in something like this. You would only have, like, some okay statistics on what's actually going on in China. I'd assume we know. I don't know the extent to which, like, the magnifying capabilities of our satellites. I assume they're probably as good as telescopes. So it's like, if we really wanted to know, we could probably figure it out. To the hacking community, I assume any, I don't know the whole logistics of that. I assume they could probably hack into anything and get the pictures from the police state that if you really needed them, you could put enough of those things out there. I do think that one of the shirts I'm making in terms of 9/11 leads to 20-year war. COVID leads to, like, the eyes still open for the second part. So we have a chance to make... The goal, I think, would be to make this the Cuban Missile Crisis. It's just that economic sanctions are a lot easier to do on Cuba than on China. And they have 1.3 billion people, and they're going, like, what is it, like... They don't believe God, so they don't believe in human life, so they can just keep freaking... You know, dude, imagine, like... Again, I don't know if... I don't think China has the same culture as Japan, so I don't think they're going to be doing the same terroristic... I don't... Dude, it's complicated, man. That's why I don't even know if, like, even somebody, like... And again, this might be very naive to be like, oh, maybe Ping's not the evilest guy in the world. Just like if you had 1.3 billion people and like varying levels of education, huge land mass, like if there's any way we could give them food, water, and shelter and like just help them out. And that's like the whole, even the fucking problem is we're fucking arguing over bullshit in America where our fucking resources are constrained. When you realize that if you're in America, you live in the 1% of the world. And if we could give, if we could, even this is what even the fucking shit Bill Gates said at the beginning. This is why I thought he was a good guy, because he's like, if you're saying it, just, I don't know if he, because nobody is like actually acting, that he's like, I'm not going to get into it. It's just like, if we go back to raising, fucking, you're going to have to disprove global warming. And that's why I think, again, this is the ultimate blue pill, red pill test of Christianity. It's like, again, it's like, nobody knows the day of the hour for when you're going to die. So it's like, you're going to have to make a decision either way. It's just that it seems like if you're going to live to 79, you don't really have to think about it too much. And morality is so watered down that you can do anything you want until you're like 20 or 30 and have like X amount of abortions and like 50% divorce rate and like a lot of, you know what I'm saying? And that kind of perpetuates. And you see as laws get watered down over time. And then you could really see how you could destroy the morals of a country. And I'm very, very, very imperfect. And again, it's like Jesus is the ultimate example. So even me talking about it, it's mostly like personal experience. And again, I think that I'm talking about the best way I can talk about it in terms of, and then it just depends. I think the weather is in terms of coming winds and waves your minds. The self-interest part of it that people don't understand is like you're saving your soul. You're also the best probability of success is trusting God, because he has the multi-universe. He can see all that. You only know the concept of it, right? So he can see all those options and align based on your prayer. And like, again, it's the free will predestination paradox, in that you don't really know what you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, is it a hologram? Like, I've had some cool experiences with that, to be honest. It's not that it really matters if it's a hologram or not. It's just your consciousness is in communication with the divine. So it's like, to be honest, it just depends how you want to phrase that. Now, the denial of God is based on pride. Revelations plays out how it plays out. Now, just because signs are, I hope, you got to have some sort of like hope attached to this if you have any probability of winning. Or again, we might as well just cut our nuts off, give them to freaking Bill Gates and the Chinese to go along with their dog soup or whatever, and their bat soup. You know, there's more protein in there. And maybe Bill Gates doesn't have to have the sterilants in the vaccines. That'd be fucking hilarious. Yeah, I think the innovation needs to happen. Why are our, even, and again, it's a free country. I just think in terms of national security, I think and they're going after big tech in a certain sense. $330 million people is a lot of people. And you couldn't really track everything. And again, you don't even like, if the one guy, the CIA guy, and Patrick Ray David said they don't really have too many cameras on Americans. Whether or not you want to believe that, to be honest, I don't know. Do they have the capabilities of tracking anybody if they wanted to? Yes. The Obama video. And again, I think Obama is one of probably the best actors of all time. Is he a good actor, bad actor? I would lean towards 85 to 90% good. Could it be very obvious that he was planted and he was working with Henry Kissinger? Now, was he just a puppet at that point? Just a very, very adept puppet that had been groomed, you know what I'm saying, in that sense? Again, it's like, whether it's an AI robot or a puppet, it's essentially the same thing. Now, if they use theatrics and they do some sort of thing, like, it just, America needs to wake the fuck up. And it's almost the daily. Dude, there's so much just like, they're getting mad at the wrong thing. I don't know. I'm not gonna, to be honest. Like, we'll see what happens. Would not cost that much to make an app. It would only cost about $5,000 to $10,000. I'd like to leave the money in cryptocurrency for now. And yeah, I think that's actually a really smart play. I don't think me just spending a lot of money on an app is the smartest way to do it. I think we're gonna, I don't know, we'll see what happens. Honestly, to be honest, I do want to know David Icke's opinion on the crypto Jews, because that was one of the pages on Wikipedia closely linked to what he believes, like the Zeti guy or whatever. So I think that'd be interesting to know, because again, it's like, oh, cryptocurrency, like nobody really knows who Satoshi is, so like anybody can put that out. Now, whether that's a decentralized good thing, I think it is. Again, that's like the nuclear energy part. And then it was the other guys who came up with the nuclear bomb. It was Gates that came up with the cryptocurrency vaccine. Now, again, it's like Apocalypse is now based on when you die as the individual level. Now, if they're trying to say planetary level extinction, like that fucking Greta bitch, that is the most, that's so, like, honestly, Prager, you can just, like, prove that, like, in a second. And that was very impressive, in my opinion. That PragerU video, and that was actually something I really, really wanted to hear. Because I didn't know, there's so much false information with time. And there's so many narratives that have been written. So even since, like, it's like, you only, to be honest, especially in America, you only view time frames in reference to your justification for, and it's like, everybody does this. It's like, if you want to say cops did this, this, and this, then you could talk about systematic racism for over a span of 300 years. If you want to talk about maybe America's economic dominance, you're talking about since World War II. If you're talking about freedom in America, then you're talking about maybe before the Patriot Act. Again, I haven't been able to lie. It's complicated. In terms of, I don't know how many people actually believe in global warming. I think there's a lot of young people who do, because again, it's our educational system that tells them that. And once you, it's so hard to convince somebody of something. I don't know how, and again, there's been a lot, there's so many people that are better Christians than me that aren't even Christian in that sense, in terms of how much they volunteer, how much the good they do. It just is the good they do. I think they could only be, it's like, I know a lot of people who are like Tim Tebow that don't do it in Jesus' name necessarily. And again, there's a lot of cause to not like Christianity, the same sense that there's a lot of freedom fighters rising up because we probably dropped a lot of bombs on their family. So it's like, you kind of just got to like peace offering the best you possibly can strategically. It's not like we don't have fucking stealth bombers that could be there in like 12 fucking hours and shit. Like, to be honest, like, we could be smart about it. Now, it depends if, again, I would love to be in the rooms and the briefings for just the overall dynamics, because that's complicated when you're talking about, like, regions and entire, like, continents. Again, it's just aggregate and totality. And if we get, we just don't have evil companies, and we have like freaking Google and Facebook just in like, are these huge companies just freaking cranking out like care packages and like China can freaking build cities. China has fucking cities that don't have people in. Like, that's fucking crazy, dude. To be honest, like, in a wartime scenario, you would have to operate as a unit. However, we're not fucking, this globalist bullshit is not, we're not, they're using that as, we have to operate as one unit, Earth, to save the, and there's going to be new heaven and new Earth. Dude, just, it's fucking, you got to be able to see through it. And I can see through it. I would say America needs as many troops as they possibly can. Like, everybody comes back home, because again, you don't want to be caught in the crossfires if you don't have to be. Now, if they're going to begin their all a total warfare strategy, the two colonel guys take us over internally with the globalists and the like Hollywood, then that should be very easy to beat. And again, it's like the NRA and the overall geography. They could have the cities and be like, speculation, they wouldn't rule out the actual vaccine until, that's why I think we're in a 1 to 2 year window. And they're even saying that, it's not going to make this stuff up. They could have certain cities and certain amount of people willing to take the vaccine. And over half the people are, just the idea of a generic vaccine. Now, again, if people actually had the information and InfoWars, what, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of corruption preventing the truth from being known. And then again, I don't know if people could handle the truth from knowing, because it's like they'll attack you type of thing. So it's another element, to be honest. I think the biggest thing is no mandatory vaccines. The fucking somebody's got the FBI, like, why? Why are they I get the mood that they need to investigate the Minnesota people. In reality, they got to be investigating, like, I don't know how many, like, actual agents. Kumho's fucking Benedict Arnold. He's fucking acting lying piece of shit. Fucking ruining. It's fucking his fault. He sent people to nursing homes. Like, it's so stupid. They're like, now they're holding 100,000 COVID deaths. Like, even though, like, X amount of people die from the flu, and, like, now they're counting everything, and, like, it's a psychological bioweapon, and, like, the independent living thing that Alex Jones talked about is huge, because they can just, if they make Target and they make Walmart and they make all these companies do like the masks and then they do the vaccines and they do that to buy and sell. Now we got to do everything to prevent that. They're maybe one or two steps or like big actions away from that. And that's the whole ears ringing thing that we got to get people woke to and unite as much of the church as possible. I'm not going to like ascertain the 144,000 is like a thing, because I'd like to have more hope that it's not the actual end right now. I don't know. We gotta shut down the border, though. That's a fact. We can't be listening. We can't have the 16-year-old who got a 2.5 dictating what the parents have, how much control the parents have, or the parents need to be making decisions on, not allowing them in terms of like a curfew and like keys to the car, those types of scenarios, adult decisions for borders. And because that's where we have hysteria, because it's all been pandering, it's all fucking, because people can just get attacked on Twitter every time somebody says something, so they're restricted, their voice is restricted, so we've been self-censoring out of just fucking all this. Dude, fucking Berkeley's the most retarded place ever if they don't know how many genders there are. And they're the ones fucking dictating it, because it's just fucking, and it's fucking the closest thing, like, it's communism. Like, honestly. All you can really do is pray. Like, I haven't really been to church, to be honest, like, in a minute. I feel like I need to go. And more than I need to say stuff to people. See what happens. I feel like if you could stabilize China and America, just freaking, if we just go all out praying, a $56 trillion spending package, say fuck it, put all the people on welfare and Social Security on a UBI, tell them they can do whatever the fuck they want with masks. Do not make it mandatory, though. And you can't have these fucking corporations sending down the just the whole liability culture, bro. It's like if the national government can't be sued, and they're putting out these things where it's like it's literally tyrannical, and the fact that they're doing it with President Trump is just fucking like what the fuck. And the thing is, he's complicit in it, though he isn't. It was a medical tyranny takeover to where they kind of like he had, you know what I'm saying? So it's now his actions. They fucking played his ass. They played his ass big time. And now it's a question of whether the actual... It's interesting. In terms of the Macron video, I still think Europe, the 10, in terms of, like, the three rise, that made a lot more sense than the stupid 10, like, regions in America. That didn't make sense to me. And again, I don't think it's going to be anybody in America. Like, if it is, we're fucked. And again, I think we're going to be the last bastion of... And again... I don't know how much of it is literal and because it's like I would like to meet, I think I'm going to meet with Matt at least one time before I leave. And then, to be honest, I'm just going to do my thing after that. 30% chance I stay. It's up to God, doesn't really matter. Stay till September, I'd probably get like another job. I think Austin would be the best bet if there's something that could, I just want to go somewhere that, I'm either going to be doing something that matters or I'm just going to fucking say fuck it and like go find a wife and like, and then again, I think it's like you got to earn it type of thing. So it's like, I think that I'm still on track. It's just a matter of playing games that you're going to win. And then it's like, to be honest, I'm not joining the military because I don't want anybody having power over me. I'm not giving up my right for vaccines. And there's a lot to it. I just like, I think I'd be an analyst easily, to be honest. At least offer my opinion until it provides value. It's not really about value. Like I think I could. We'll see what the t-shirts do too. I think one of the funniest things I said, and then I'm probably gonna go to bed, or just something I'm gonna close with is. I think the concept of a draft would be hilarious if Trump, instead of like saying he was like thinking about the nuke, he was thinking about having a draft. He was gonna send reporters to get him inside they're just gonna like drop him like airborne rangers over like China and get him inside the firewall. It'd be so fucking hilarious. It's like, all right, CNN, 3 delegates, Fox News, 3 delegates. Oh man. Now that's how you instill the fear of God into them, so they stop perpetrating lies. And then they start covering the truth real quick. All right, guys, so we understand COVID is big, but it's not that big. So China is actually thinking about invading Hong Kong. And the CIA is going to be telling some truths. And all these other fucking companies, like, I get it's complicated. Just so much liberal pandering. Because rich people who are invested in it for money can say whatever the fuck they want to save face. And then just go to the Hamptons and not give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Versus everybody else who was actually in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's appeasement. Fucking Kumo, fuck that dude. Kumo should be in fucking Guantanamo. That's a fact. And there's the thing is, like, it's, again, the double think. They're saying that about Trump. And then it's the liberal sheep. And it's like... I think Gates and Fauci have been, for the most part, deterred in America. Now, the switch from COVID to race wars in a matter of days is, now, again, they're going all out of tech. They're doing it with 7 months to go till the election, though. So, I'm kind of tired, to be honest. I would say that we got time to not be stupid. As long as China doesn't attack Hong Kong in the 7 month. And that's why I think, again, if the NBA played there, it would give us some time. It's, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I think it'd be a very good goodwill offering. And we'd just be smart. And we'd instead of this Green New Deal bullshit. And maybe it's too... The evil has risen up too much to where it's Revelations and we got 7 years or whatever to the rapture and we're fucked. And maybe you got a good year or two left and we'll see what happens. I think I got like, I don't know. I'm not going to like, I'd say I got three to five. I don't fucking know. I love to fucking listen to this in 60 years and be like, this kid was retarded. Decent comedian, but fucking hilarious. I don't know. We'll see. It's like, again, it's like, it's Apocalypse Now for somebody. And then it's like, the construct is the cross, and it's like, it's not really this life that really matters. So it's like, I haven't done shit yet. Hope don't have to, we'll see what happens. We will really see what happens. All right, good night.